Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP all week. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome in from Vegas, the one and only Barstool Nate. Nate, what's going on, man?
Hello. It's beautiful, beautiful morning in Vegas. How are you guys?
Doing great. How did
you doing back in Vegas?
World Series of Poker.
I thought they had already knocked you out.
They knocked me out again, beam it.
You out again already?
Out again already.
Oh, man. So what you gonna do? Just hang around, play golf, go watch the summer league? What?
No. I just changed my flight to tomorrow afternoon.
Wow. So what's happening with this I know how to play poker, Nate? You don't know how to play poker, Nate, now?
It's not going well, B-Mitch. It's not going well at all. As you just so lovingly recalled, I went out to Vegas about 3 weeks ago and got my butt kicked, and now I came back for round two, and it did not go any better. So I have to do some deep reflection. I have to, get back into the lab, and I got to figure it out.
What went wrong, specifically, if
Everything,
you could pinpoint anything?
So this is the main event. This is what you watch on TV. This is the Chris Moneymaker. This is the $10,000, granddaddy of them all. And not one, like last year I cashed. Last year I made the money, which was a big deal for me. This year I came back to try to put together a little winning streak, try to cash two in a row, and nothing went right. Nothing went well. Everything went wrong. Anything that bad could happen happened. Nothing went right. I never had any sort of momentum. I never really won any hands over the course of 2 days.
Damn.
And it was just a whimper in the wind. And now I'm out.
You know, Nate,
let me
hit your mind.
The morning show is still in. He has a lot of
shit. Yeah, Cakes is rolling.
Who?
Yeah, so today's day three.
Cakes is out there?
Cakes is out there.
Well, let me hit you with this, Nate. So I started going to Vegas like 20 plus years ago.
Yes.
And I rolled in, and I killed it.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I started losing. Then I lost like 5 to 7 years, and I went back, and I ended up winning this huge. I was playing blackjack, won about $50,000. And then I started receiving all these little comps from all these hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized at that point, like, the more you win, the more people come after you, and you're going to lose. So now when I go to Vegas, I stay on a golf course, and I come back with more of my money than I normally leave with. You know what I mean? Because I win money. I don't lose on the golf course a lot. So I make money on the golf course. I save my money from not being in a casino, and I come back happy. You need to learn how to play golf.
You don't come to Vegas to save your money. No, Vegas is not a bank account.
I go to the golf course. I do my great gambling. Then I go to the clubs. I have a lot of fun. I come back smiling like everybody else, but my pockets are not like rabbit ears. They're not inside out.
Yeah, can't relate. No. Yeah, it's been a tough go of it, but it's a good experience. It's fun to be out here, and 363 days, I'll try again.
Have you have you caught up with Cakes at all?
Yeah. We had breakfast yesterday. He had the day off yesterday, so today's day three for him, and he has a lot of chips. He's doing well. He's playing well. He's focused. Obviously, everybody should be rooting for him. Follow him on Twitter because he's our last hope. Everything else has fallen to pieces, but Johnny Cakes Allville is still in it to win it.
What was Cakes' advice to you?
What was Cakes' advice to me? Don't play like an idiot. But, sometimes it's in one ear out the other. No, I didn't play bad. I didn't play poorly. I didn't really do anything stupid. I didn't really mess up. It was just, the cards were what they were.
That's the way to blame the cards. There you go.
Talking with Barstool Nate on the Rude Guest Hotline. So I saw that you'd seen that obviously Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez let go over the weekend. What were your thoughts when you saw that?
Yeah, I have mixed thoughts on it. On one hand, the team is bad. They're not winning. Davey's already thrown the team under the bus. And it's just kind of like, I feel like both of them had kind of reached the end of the road in Washington. The organization is kind of just in this flux position where I don't think ownership knows what they're doing. I don't think they're communicating well with Rizzo. I don't think Rizzo and Martinez were communicating well with the learners. And, you can only get your butts kicked by, the Rockies and the Marlins, and they get swept by the Red Sox. Nobody was, this team was not scoring runs. It just seemed like a lot of toxicity up and down the organization. And is it, I don't want to use the word fair. It's sports, you're paid to win games. When you're 37-53, heads are sometimes going to roll. Is it their fault necessarily? I don't know. Probably not. I think there's just a lot of dysfunction within the organization. I think everybody was trying their best, but nobody was on the same page. So maybe you don't want anybody to be fired ever. Maybe it was just best for all parties to go their separate ways. I don't think this is going to fix the organization. I don't think the team is magically good now that Rizzo and Martinez were fired. Davey said it, like, if the players aren't producing, and I think Rizzo wanted to bring people in and he wasn't given, the money to do it. I just think everybody was on different pages. I don't really like where the Nats are right now as a team, as a franchise, as an organization. I think a lot of people, Mark Lerner especially, have to figure out what they want to do. Are they keeping the team? Are they selling the team? Are they spending money? Are they happy as is? Because if you're not going to spend and your general manager is just sitting there like, hey, I want to bring in pitching. We have no pitching. Our bullpen is the worst bullpen ever assembled. And if he's not allowed to do it and Davey's losing games and then they get fired for it, that seems kind of messed up. But there's a lot of moving pieces. I feel bad for them that they lost their jobs when it might have not necessarily been their fault. But you're paid to win games. They're not winning games, and you can go in circles with that. I think the learners, at the end of the day, they have to figure it out. What do you guys want to do? You have this amazing young core that you fleeced the Padres for in the Soto deal. Are you going to let it go to waste? What are you going to do?
What's your hope for this team moving forward? I know I just was looking at Miguel Cairo, and some guy said the question was, can he coach them up to a wild card? You have that expectation, or do you just want to see them?
The bullpen is so bad that, without making moves, if you just sit stagnant and you're just going to get swept by bad teams nonstop, this team can't win. Like, it's just as built, it can't. Now, the core, with like James Woods and Mackenzie Gore, are incredible. Like, these young players are so good, and the future should be bright if they're willing to spend. This is baseball. We know how it is. You have to spend money to win in Major League Baseball. And if they're not going to do it, they're just going to be, this so club for the rest of eternity. If they're going to spend money and make the Nats competitive, that's the hope, right? Like, they haven't finished higher than fourth in the East since winning the World Series. So I understand, again, letting go of the old guard, Rizzo and Martinez, and starting fresh. but you can't start fresh if you're not willing to spend and put in the pieces necessary to make the team competitive. And not having finished above fourth since 2019, that's not competitive. So something has to change.
What is it about, what was your interest level in the team, you know, during the stretch of that 2012 to 2019, where seemingly they were competitive every single year? And then coming out of that, where do you find yourself now that you're not, you know, here every day? Obviously here we're talking about them quite often, or we're going to games quite often, but being a little bit detached, have you found yourself just, you don't really care that much?
You know, like, they're still my team. I still care. It's just, You see these other teams in Washington, like the Caps, you know, they get all the headlines with Ovi and, you know, being first in the East, and then Jaden. And I mean, I love the Wizards, and, you know, they're building something young and cool there. And then you have the Nats, who have just been treading water when during those great, like, Harper, Strasburg, Soto years, you know, making the postseason pretty much every year from 2014 to what, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was exciting. It was fun. The stadium was packed. The fans were loud. And now it's just been, you know, you pay to go see Michael Phelps. You don't pay to see a guy do doggy paddle for a 162-game season. And that's what we've been doing. We've just been treading water since 2019, and you can't have that. So, I mean, interest in baseball is going to fade if you're not competitive. And if that's what the learners want, that's fine. If they're cool just cashing checks because you get the TV deal, good for them. But that doesn't make the team good or interesting or the fan base, you know, excited. Like, I thought the learners wanted to win. I truly did. Now I'm not so sure.
Talking with Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Now that you've gotten to this period of time, like, what are you interested in? Are you watching baseball a lot? Are you, I know there's been some soccer to care about. Or what are you dialed in on right now?
Toby, I'll tell you what. I'm not dialed in on soccer. I get dialed in on soccer every 4 years for the World Cup when I put on my USA shirt and I go, rah, rah, go USA. And then we lose to, you know, Cambodia in the opening round, and that's it for me in soccer. I'm a patriot soccer fan. I root for Team USA and my beloved DC United, Freddie Adu. But besides that, I can't say I'm a huge soccer guy. I follow baseball like everybody else does. You know, I'm up in New York. I see a lot of Yankees, a lot of Mets stuff, and then I watch, you know, MLB on my laptop if I want to catch the Nats game. But, I mean, to me, baseball is just, like, such a long season that, you know, unless it's the leaves are turning colors, you know, I'm not watching, you know, the split screen four different games on July 8th. I'm going about my business.
Well, Nate, everybody else was trying to get tickets for Madrid today. Did you get on that list? Because Toby was at, he had dropped down to 300 and something thousand.
Yeah, I'm not getting them.
And then they sold out. Are you planning to go or what?
It would be very fun to go to that game. I've never been to Spain. I actually just got back from Portugal. I don't know if you saw that. Portugal is beautiful. But no, I don't think I'm going to go to the Madrid game unless you're firing up the PJ. I will hop on the jet with you, B. Mitch. But as of right now, I saw that list, though. That's the queue to get the tickets. Insanity. So that's a good problem to have. It means, you know, a lot of interest in the team and all that other good stuff, which obviously Jaden is just the needle mover. So I, as much as I would love to go, I think it would be very cool. As of right now, no plans to go. But, hey, plans can always change.
Nate, I don't know if you saw the comments that Cam Newton said about Jaden. If you did, what's your comments? If you didn't, we can let you hear it.
No, so Cam, correct me if I'm wrong, he's he doesn't think Jaden's going to be a one-hit wonder. I think he said
that. He didn't
say
he doesn't think it. He was trying to push it towards he think he'll be one. He was comparing to Robert too much.
Yeah, so that's always going to happen. And okay, first of all, and I think you're going to 100% agree with me on this, B. Mitch, I don't care about anything Cam Newton says. That man's crazy. He is a wild card, and I don't care about anything he says or any of his opinions. He types in hieroglyphics. Like, nothing he says matters.
Gotcha.
So, that being said, people are always going to compare Jaden to Robert. That's just what's going to happen. They're both on the same team, both, you know, running quarterbacks. And I think and we're going to talk about this forever for his entire career. The difference between them is Robert wanted to be running first. Jaden's passing first. Jaden is way more accurate. I think he's just a better all-around quarterback, and he uses his legs to open up the passing game. And anybody who says differently, I think, is fooling themselves. I have no time for anything Cam Newton says negatively about my beloved Jaden Daniels, and I won't hear otherwise.
Two deals going on out here that were kind of in flux. The RFK Stadium deal, the Terry deal. Which one of those things do you have a little more worry about?
Ooh, do I have more worry about? I'm not worried about the stadium because I just the stadium seems like it's just D.C. politics as usual.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get their piece of the pie. Everybody's trying to get the deal on the low, trying to get a little bit of extra money where they can. And I think that usually comes out in the wash, and the stadium will happen. The Terry deal seems like, I mean, JP has been, I'm not worried since the first day of the offseason. And I've been a little more, I don't know, it doesn't seem like anybody's on the same page there. It doesn't seem like they want to give Terry the money that he wants. I think Terry still signs, but day by day I get a little more worried about it. I do. I just, it's hard not to get a little more worried as the days go by about the Terry deal.
Do you have a walk-away point? You know, like, is there a number that you're looking at and saying, I love Terry, but I can't go to that number?
Not me personally. If I could do it, I'd give him $1 billion. He's my favorite player to ever play for this team. He's earned every penny that he can possibly get. What I always come back to, and I know I've said this so many times, is Adam Peters knows what he's doing, and whatever Adam Peters' walkaway number is my walkaway number. Because at the end of the day, as sad as it is, as we're going to hear it a million times, the business is the business, and the players, you know, they just have to look at them, and as a businessman, and Adam Peters has to just do what he thinks best for the overall health of the team, blah, 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 blah. So if Adam Peters is like, I just can't go that high, I trust him that he knows what he's doing, as painful as it might be. Now, I think they get it done. I think they meet in the middle. I think the contract is signed and he'll be there. But I am growing a little bit worried.
Yeah, I think it's understandable. It's getting to a point where, you know,
I'm not there yet.
It's reaching that breaking point. I don't think it's there yet. Like you said, B. Mitch, I think that breaking point or that first time of maybe a little bit of a crack for some of the people that haven't been buried like JP is started training camp, and that's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
A lot can happen.
We see it all the time. Players hold out. Training camp starts. They get fined a couple times. The deals are made. We see it. It happens every single year in the NFL. You just don't want it to be, you know, Terry McLaurin. That's why I'm not worried. Deals get done late all the time. I don't like the anxiety of it. I don't like the anxiety of will he or won't he. I wish it was already done. I don't want to have to worry about it. You know,
I kind of like you having anxiety though. I can see you sweat.
That's like me cooking you when we race. Like, when I look back,
you have
just
never
sweat.
Ever tried to race me. Stop lying to the people. Get the people the truth.
That would be senior abuse. I wouldn't do such things to you. You're my guy.
Nate, appreciate the time, man. Sorry for your bad luck in Vegas, but enjoy the rest of your time out there.
If you stop lying to everybody, maybe you'll win in Vegas.
I'm gonna go get a great hearty breakfast now. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, see you later. That's Barstool Nate. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We talked a little bit about the RFK Stadium deal with Nate there. Could the federal government end up getting involved in this? We'll talk about it next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP all week this week. Appreciate Barstool Nate for joining us. If you missed that, you can always check out the podcast or rewind on the Odyssey app. Coming up at noon, Sam Blum going to join us from The Athletic. Talk a little bit more about Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo being let go. And Santana Moss going to join us coming up
Tana
at
man.
1 o'clock. Right now, though, I want to talk about the RFK Stadium site. So yesterday, I'm not exactly sure where the president was, but he was asked while he was still on the tarmac about the RFK Stadium site, and here's what President Trump had to say.
If D.C. City Council has not approved a new stadium for the Commanders, if they don't approve it, will you step in?
Well, we see what happens. I've been looking at the deal, and, you know, I don't blame them. They have to, it's a very important piece of property. It's a great piece of property, so... We'll see, but if I can help them out, I will. You know, ultimately, we control that. The federal government ultimately controls it, so we'll see what happens. I saw the plans. I saw the stadium. The owner's very, very successful and a very good man. I know him a little bit, and it would be a great place for the NFL to be there.
It's interesting that we're getting to this point now. You know, the deadline
Toby,
comes up in a week.
It's not interesting. Listen, bro. From the beginning, when they gave approval for D.C. to have control, how many times have you seen 100 senators agree upon what? They don't.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
And then in that paper, number one, after that one dot whatever, it was stadium. This was probably given with the belief that that is what was going to happen. And I had said, listen, man, just remember, if they agreed on this and they put that as that, this is what they're expecting. And then all of a sudden last week we heard that someone said plan B would be to be able to go back to the White House and ask for help. I think that's always been in place. You know, and I think a lot of times politicians, everybody wants to one-up the next. And what's happening with the council right now, you have a chance to revitalize the area, build up something that's an eyesore right now, and you're arguing because you may not like the mayor for the most part. And I understand trying to go and fight for the best deal. But I ask one question. What damn deal you have right now? None, right? So if you are struggling and needing money, how do you completely try to stop the possibility of making money?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to see, you know, like you're saying, I mean, it felt like this always could end up being the thing because you don't have everybody agree that they're going to give this land over, which, remember, that almost felt like a Hail Mary, right? Where they stuck around after hours and brought this back up and got the vote approved. And so that felt like a Hail Mary. You don't get that sort of a thing to happen for then the D.C. council to kind of hold this up and make it not come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have that sort of a thing. And so I think part of them getting back involved if they need to is understanding that they had a plan for this place, and maybe they didn't necessarily write out the plan of what the stadium's going to look like and all the stuff around there.
But I have to believe that somebody voiced something.
Yeah, they wanted the stadium.
I can't believe they did all that, worked it out, and nobody said anything. I guess just some people maybe thought that, oh, it's going to just not be like that this time.
Well, and I wonder, does this change any of the D.C. council members' minds that are against this? Does it change any that are undecided? Or
maybe,
is this,
maybe not. But
because is it a bad look to you if the federal government, President Trump, whoever has to step back in here and is like, hey, by the way, get this done. This is what we gave this to you for.
Is it a bad look? I would say, yeah. When you have something in front of you, and listen, people are going to tell me about how much money is, well, how much money it really is. Well, I know for the last 20, 30 years, nobody has invested in the property. No one. Now someone's trying to at least invest to put the centerpiece to begin to build stuff around it, and you're going to stop that. As I stated before, if you can't come and say, well, if that doesn't go, we have this in hand. If you don't have that, then what the hell are you stopping it for?
Yeah, if you don't have some sort of a plan, I know JP's kind of talked about, would it be like if someone else came up with something, whether it was like, A, you wanted a hospital or just throwing out different ideas, then maybe we could have that conversation. But you didn't get this land just by happenstance for you to then decide that you need something else. Like, mm-hmm. It was clearly given to you for the purpose of becoming
like
RFK Stadium.
It really, really seems that way. And I think at this point, when I heard that someone had mentioned it to me yesterday, I was like, I've been expecting that for a long time. It didn't just come on my radar last week when there was an article written. This has been on my radar since the day that they gave it. And when you started reading the thing, number one stated stadium site. Once I saw that, I said, okay, it was not agreed upon for nothing else, but for that to be the first thing and then whatever else is going to follow it.
It's just, I think it would be a bad look for the D.C. council if you have this opportunity ahead of you and you can't come to a consensus on this. Because to your point, I understand trying to work out the deal, and I understand trying to find stuff and make sure that you get exactly what you're looking for, all those things. And everyone's going to have to compromise, right? There's going to have to be some understanding there. But what's going on there right now?
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, what's...
That's a question
What's the better option? What's the better option for that place than revitalizing it with RFK 2.0? Like, what is the other option? That no one's laid out another plan for the place. No one's laid out another... Because I think the mayor brought up a good point when she called into the station, I think it was probably a month and a half, 2 months ago, on Grant and Danny, and was saying that, you know, some of the council members have talked about other areas that have been revitalized and brought back to life. And she talked about the areas that they mentioned they had to invest money in to improve parks and build infrastructure and different things. And this is the same sort of thing, just on a larger scale.
Yeah.
No one goes down to that area, really. And so you're going to be able to revitalize that entire area with the RFK Stadium site. I think it'd be such a bad look for the D.C. Council if they're not able to get this thing figured out. and the people that granted you the land with the understanding that you'd get it through and work through the nitty-gritty details of this have to come back in and say, hey, get it figured out. This is why we gave it to you in the first place.
Yeah, I just think that to think that because someone is investing, they have to do everything and you do nothing, it's ridiculous. Because the infrastructure and all normally is done by the city or whatever. You want me to do everything? You know, I think it's a great chance. You know, that's a Hail Mary for sure. But intelligent people don't come in and put up everything and then you expect them to give you something. You know, if I'm going to put up the bulk, I want to get recouped. I want to recoup mine too. And if you put up some, you're going to recoup yours. How quick did this everything get recouped over here? You know what I mean? We're in the Navy Yard right now. Why? Because that stadium is there. It's not. We're not here because this building was here. We're here because the stadium was there first.
Yeah.
And I think that's the ultimate thing. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, and I think it just...
I'm just not shocked that this has come about.
At some point, you have to get to a point where you're actually making the decision on this thing. Because, you know, they want the stadium built by 2030. The World Cup coming in 2031. But I think... For us here locally, obviously it means something in terms of being around it. Uh-huh. But I think even nationally, it's just a bad look when your nation's capital doesn't have a viable stadium to host big-time events. Like, do you think there's any chance, B. Mitch, that they'd host a World Cup, which is coming here next year, by the way, too, with a men's World Cup as a part of the USA, Mexico, and Canada? You think there's any chance that England would host the World Cup and there's no game in London? You think that there's any chance that in Germany there's not a game in Berlin or France there's not a game in Paris?
See, the thing about it, when you watch the Olympics this year in Paris, wouldn't you believe that if they had a stadium in this city that you wouldn't have that here?
Yeah, I don't understand why, you know, it's a bad look for our country, frankly.
People don't think beyond right in front of them. A lot of times, like it becomes like personal vendetta. I don't want you to get credit, so I'm gonna try and stop it. When ultimately, it's not about anybody getting credit. It's about how long can this. You think about stadiums being built. You're talking about 30, 40 years down the line. They still making money off of it. You know, you have to be able to look at that. And I understand everybody tries to say, "Well, you don't live in D.C. You know, I probably spend more money in D.C. than a lot of people spend." You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that live here. I spent more money than them in this city. Let's be real.
So, it's true.
Whatever, man.
Netflix just dropped Quarterback Season 2. They've had one season of Quarterback. They've had a season of Receiver. Now Quarterback Season 2 coming out on Netflix. We'll talk about that. Also, Kirk Cousins saying he felt misled going to the Falcons when they drafted Michael Penix. We'll talk about that.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next year on The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP all week. Quarterback Season 2 releasing on Netflix today. B. Mitch, you going to be interested in watching this?
I'll look at it. And I'm not the one that's going to be out there to watch everything immediately when it comes out, because sure. I'm the type of guy where I'll go back and check it out. You know, I don't feel I have to be there and be the first person to watch it all, because I like to watch it when I'm going to be able to just sit and chill and watch the whole thing. Because if it comes out on a night where I got something going on or whatever, or have an event, I'm not going to miss my event to watch it.
So Quarterback Season 2 is following Kirk Cousins with Atlanta, which is the second time he's doing this, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And then Jared Goff and Joe Burrow. And I already saw one clip floating around of Joe Burrow. Do you remember this season, Cincinnati beat Tennessee? And after the game, or the final couple minutes of the game, there was a viral clip of Joe Burrow sitting on the sideline, and he just looked mad as could be. Mm. They won by, I think, 10 points. But they're like, man, Joe is losing it. And we got the version of that, because I think they had 6 false start penalties that game.
Well, that would piss me off if I'm a quarterback.
Well, and that's the thing. So he's frustrated. Zach Taylor comes over and says, hey, man, it's all right, and we still won the game. He said, screw that. We would play the clip, but there's so many expletives, you wouldn't even really be able to hear the clip.
Yeah, but if you keep having those things, you're not going to win many more games.
Exactly. And so
I love that about him.
I like seeing that sort of insight into how he is as a leader, because that, to me, is how you continue to take that next step, is you don't get complacent with where you're at. You might win, but you got to still try to improve. And so hearing that from Joe Burrow, I thought was cool. Now, another thing off of this is Kirk Cousins says that he felt misled about when he was brought over to Atlanta and then they drafted Michael Penix Jr.
I doubt if they told Kirk, we're going to bring you over and we'll never, ever look for your replacement. I think they signed Kirk Cousins, and when he got there, they realized something was off with that injury. And they said, we're going. Listen, every team, every general manager, they are there to always put the team in the best position. You don't wait till Kirk can't play to start getting somebody. If you already notice that this injury is going to start messing up, you start getting that guy 3-4 years before. You know? But I'm amazed at people who feel like every player on the team can be challenged or have to compete. But the quarterback, you just let him go through things all willy-nilly. He never has to be. If you're going to tell me the most important team and the best player on your team should be your quarterback, then you know what? He should be mentally tough as well.
So here's what Kirk Cousins had to say. He talked about me a little misled, but he said, certainly, if I had the information around free agency, it would have affected my decision. I had no reason to leave Minnesota with how much we loved it there if both teams are going to be drafting a quarterback high. But I've also learned in 12 years in this league that you're not entitled to anything. It's all about being able to earn your spot and prove yourself.
Well, he should stop lying. You know why he left Minnesota? Because they wouldn't give him over 2 years guaranteed. Okay? So he went to Atlanta because they gave him the 3 years guaranteed. So don't sit up here and say what you would have done. You had the opportunity to stay. They offered you a contract. But like we just said, Kirk Cousins should be in the Hall of Fame of getting paid. He knows how to get done. Him and Bradley Beal are the best.
Very good.
All right? They're the best. But he left because he didn't get the guarantees he wanted. both of the teams were going to draft quarterbacks no matter what. Why? Because you had an injury that people normally don't come back from. You can scramble a little bit, but you wasn't very fleet of foot already.
Well, he was already in an issue where what is his strength? Running the play action game and specifically running a lot of play action bootlegs. He can't move well enough. And maybe this year, another year removed from the Achilles injury, he'll be all right.
Better. Yeah.
But that was a big part of it. That was a big part of the downfall. And he still had some good games. I remember talking with you about this.
He had a 500-yard passing
game. Exactly. He still had some good games. So it's not as if he's just completely washed up. But it got to a point where they needed to see Penix. And by the way, you go back and watch the game against Atlanta here, Sunday Night Football. Washington finally clinches their playoff spot. Zach Ertz hitting the end zone in overtime. Penix missed some throws, but Penix looked really, really impressive at times in that game as well. That final drive where they needed to go score a touchdown, and he just drove him right down there, found Kyle Pitts. That was an incredible throw.
See, the thing of it is like this, man. When you start watching sports, and the unbelievable thing is, it's a competition thing. But you find out some of the biggest names don't want to compete. I don't care what position. Hell, I competed from year one to year 14. I don't care that you're the quarterback. Because if I don't believe you're mentally tough, I'm going to be hard for me to follow you. So in other words, as long as they were just say, hey, you just go, you do everything, that's okay with you. But as soon as you got to compete, you fold? Nah, man. You walked in here when Robert was complaining about you being on the team, you didn't think Robert had a gripe?
Yeah.
All right. Why the hell are you complaining because they brought a quarterback in? You've now played double-digit years, made tons of money, and you're complaining when a guy coming into his first year had to deal with you on the team too? What make you laugh? Make you cry. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. It's all the country saying. And he, all of a sudden, the rabbit had the gun. And he didn't want to deal with it
so
anymore,
fun anymore
because he wasn't the rabbit anymore with the gun. Come on, dog, please.
I'm curious, with quarterback now coming out for the second season, we've seen receiver. Is there another position?
Maybe, pass rusher.
Maybe not even football. But
show me the pass rusher.
I think pass rusher would be fun. I think offensive line would be interesting.
Yeah.
The injuries that these guys play through.
How about the center?
I think the – yeah, that'd be really interesting.
Yeah.
With having to understand all the calls and everything.
There you go.
But Kirk in his first season, remember, he was dealing with the rib injury and all that stuff, but seeing the stuff that he was going through with rehab just to get out there on the field and the pain that he was playing through,
mm-hmm.
I would love to see that with offensive linemen or defensive linemen, just to see the stuff that they're going through.
Yeah.
And how they just power through all that stuff.
Hey, I love the fact that they show this behind-the-scenes stuff. Because, you know, I sit and I listen to fans and media people talk about guys. When you start seeing what guys really go through to get out there to entertain you, instead of knocking, give a little bit more respect.
I mean, every time I watch...
A little bit more credit.
Every time I watch some of these things, someone said middle linebacker in the chat, by the way.
Yeah.
Every time I watch these things, you hear one of those hits, I'm like, thank God I never made it to the NFL.
But when you see it, though, sometimes you will hear people be so callous and casual about injuries. And you watch guys after a game, they can barely damn walk.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next Sunday, they're walking. They're walking. And it doesn't just happen. And yes, they chose that sport. But just like you would want someone, if you're a guy on the radio and you have laryngitis, you want a level of respect given to you. Why the hell you don't give it to a guy that just has so much pain he can't walk? Probably can't do the everyday rigors with his kids. But then you feel it's okay for you just because you sit behind a damn mic or whatever to just knock him completely. No, it's a level of when you learn and you see it, then it changes your mindset just a little. Hey, I lived it, so I understand it. But I also know, like, my thing is, I'm going to critique a guy when I don't think they put the best into what they need to get prepared. Because I know if you work hard enough, you can get through a lot of stuff. But if you are lazy trying to get prepared for the game, I will knock that. But injuries, that happens.
The other things that I'd be interested to see, so they've done a basketball one. They had, I think, like Tyrese Halliburton was a part of it, Anthony Edwards, some of those guys. If they were to do a baseball one, I'd be interested to see how pitchers go through their routines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be interested maybe in relievers because you could see the conversations they're having in the bullpen.
I want to see how many pitchers get pissed off when they get pulled out of games.
I would love that.
They pull guys out of games too readily for me these days.
And then maybe I'd be interested to see hockey players and understand what they're going through.
You find out why they're nuts. That's what you find out.
The injuries that they're going through a lot of times are crazy as well. Programming note, coming up at 2 o'clock today, Grant and Danny are going to have Jason Wirth joining the program, going to be talking about Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo being let go, so make sure you tune in to that. Jason Wirth going to be joining the program next, coming up at noon right here on B. Mitch and Finley. Sam Blum from The Athletic, he's going to join us, get his thoughts on the Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo moves. Does he think it was the right time? He recently wrote an article saying that they'd kind of deemed the rebuild over and looked at the record and said, well, it doesn't seem like that, so we'll get his thoughts on those moves next. Over? He thought that they kind of said it in West Palm.
Obviously, those people don't know nothing about baseball.
That might be why they're out of a job, frankly. We'll talk some baseball next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.